Hey everybody, it's Sam with Daily Sports Betting Overtime, giving you your picks in Major League Baseball for Friday, July 30th. We've got a full slate tonight. They start at 7:05 and then our last game's at 10:10. So let's get after them. Like I said, we've got 30 here, and let's start with Philadelphia at Pittsburgh. That is one thing that I do want to caution you is a lot of teams are getting ready for their weekend series. As you know, some teams are finishing up their midweek series and will not be starting their weekend series till tomorrow. But most of these are new series. So, 7:05, like I said, you've got Philadelphia going to Pittsburgh. Philadelphia has been looking good, whereas Pittsburgh, they're hit and miss. So, let's go Philadelphia on the run line for plus 120, meaning they've got to beat Pittsburgh by 2. And let's go over 9 at minus 120. Another 7:05 game, we've got the Chicago Cubs at Washington. We're going to go with the Chicago Cubs on the run line, -1.5 at plus 120. And then I think both of these teams do hit the ball well enough, especially in Washington Stadium, to go over 9 at minus 115. At 7:07, we've got the Kansas City Royals traveling to play the Toronto Blue Jays. We're going to take the Toronto Blue Jays on the run line, -1.5 at minus 115, and we're going to go over 10.5 runs. Now, we're 3 games into the schedule, and you know I can't just run through the schedule. I've got to explain some stuff to you. I've got to give you some tips. If you don't already know, which I kind of hope you do, last night started a lot of the trades. San Diego thought that they were getting Max Scherzer, and of course, then the Dodgers end up getting Scherzer, and that's going to be a big deal with the Dodgers. The Dodgers picked up some extra players, but the reason why I'm talking about this is because our next game at 7:10 is going to include the New York Yankees. And they decided to make some significant moves as far as shoring up some hitting positions, some defensive positions that they've had. I believe they got one pitcher so far. But today also continues the trade deadline. So what you may want to do, I'm putting this out a little later, hoping it will catch your attention and get you guys to listen to it either on your lunch or on your way home. That way you'll have a little bit of time to check the trades, see maybe who's not playing tonight. Maybe they had a pitcher scheduled that they've traded, and so he's not pitching tonight. So, I wanted to make sure that you guys were aware of this and how it can affect your bets tonight. So, please, 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 I encourage you guys to make sure, not that you're so much following the trades and you're getting excited and then you're down, down, down crying because your team didn't get who you wanted or whatever. I'm not wanting you guys to do that. I'm just wanting to make sure that someone you think is going to be in the lineup may not be. So like I said, the first of the 7:10 games include the New York Yankees at Miami. I think there today is a lot of Yankees that are uncertain or wondering if they're going to get traded, wondering who's coming in, are they going to play their position, things like that. And so with Miami a little more focused, I'm going to take Miami on the money line at plus 130. And I think these two teams stay under 8 playing in Miami at minus 110. Then we've got Boston at Tropicana, Tampa Bay again. Going to take Boston on the money line at plus 120. And I think both these teams go over 8.5 at minus 120. The third game, 7:10, we've got Cincinnati at the New York Mets. Because I'm going to take the New York Mets on the run line, -1.5 runs. They're going to beat Cincinnati by 2 or more at plus 165. And then I want them both to stay under 8.5 at minus 105. The last 7:10 game is Baltimore visiting the Detroit Tigers. I think the Detroit Tigers, again, whip up on them. And we see Detroit at on the run line, -1.5 at plus 125. And I think both these teams go over 9.5 runs at minus 110. The 7:20 game tonight is Milwaukee at Atlanta. Now, even though the Braves are home and they've been playing decent, I still think Milwaukee comes in and shocks them. We're going to go run line on them, -1.5 runs at plus 115. However, with it being Atlanta Stadium and home field, we're going to have them stay under 8 at minus 110. At 8:05, we've got Seattle visiting the Texas Rangers. And, guys, we're just going to take Texas to win only. So we're going to bet money line plus 107. And I think both these teams stay under 8.5 at minus 115. Then at 8:10, we've got Cleveland at the Chicago White Sox. Guys, you know how I feel about Cleveland. We're kind of fading them. So going to stay with the White Sox. -1.5 on the run line at minus 110. And we think they're going to go over 8.5 runs at minus 105. At 8:15, we've got Minnesota at St. Louis. I think St. Louis pulls out a victory here. So we're just going to go on the money line just for them to win at plus 105. They're considered the dogs in this series. I don't think they should be. Not as well as they hit in the first half. I was kind of hoping that they would shore up some things with some trades. Not sure whether they're going to be able to. And we're going to go under 8.5 runs at minus 120. Now, we've still got that weird start time. So, at 9:38, we've got Oakland at the Los Angeles Angels. We're going to take Oakland on the run line, -1.5 runs at plus 125. And then I look for both teams to go over 8.5 runs at minus 115. Then, guys, I know you guys are rooting for the Dodgers. That's great. They're playing Arizona. This should be an easy one for them. I know the Dodgers are kind of, their heads are whipping around with the trades they made, with different people going on injured reserve or getting traded out of the Dodgers system. So I don't think that plays a factor, though, when you're playing in Arizona. So I'm going to take the Dodgers -1.5 runs on the run line at minus 115. And we're going to say they're going to stay under 9 tonight at minus 115. Then at 9:45, we've got Houston at San Francisco. Everything that I was reading this morning, everything I was hearing this morning, was saying that Houston should be the favorites. I don't see how. Yes, I know the Giants got whipped up one by the Dodgers this week. However, I think they come back. They're still playing at home. Houston is still having some issues away from home. So I think San Francisco gets them on the run line at minus 1.5 runs. They got to beat Houston by 2 or more. And that carries a plus 170 when I bet it this morning. I'm going to guess that it's going to drop to probably plus 150. I don't think it'll drop any lower than that. I think a lot of people are going to be betting Houston to rock the San Francisco Giants tonight. I just don't see it. And I think this is not going to be a high-scoring game. I can't trust Houston to hold up their end of the bargain by hitting San Francisco's pitchers. I really just don't see it happening. So we're going to take it under 7.5 at minus 110. And then last game of the night, 10-10. It's Colorado who, guys, they're just not very good when they're not at home, up in the mountains, at the launching pad where they can actually score. They're taking on San Diego at San Diego. San Diego just got off a hard series with the Oakland A's. I look for them to want to bounce back, beat who they're supposed to beat. And so I think this helps ease their pain, and they do beat who they're supposed to beat. On the run line, minus 1.5 runs at plus 110. And both these teams go over 8 at minus 115. Now, what we're going to be doing a little bit the rest of the day, right after this, is going to be your Major League Soccer. We're going to do Olympics men's basketball. And there's another sport we're doing, and I can't think of it offhand. But there's another sport we're going to be doing. Oh, I think it's UFC. And so I want you guys to be aware that there's another episode coming your way, hopefully within the hour. But that's your 30 picks in Major League Baseball. As always, guys, you need to bet responsibly. Use your bankroll management and make sure that you're not betting too much on a particular pick. I actually would suggest, with there being 30 picks today, going a half a unit. So you would have 15 full units going on baseball. And then you'll have some units to bet some other things. Because I believe Bellator is tonight. UFC Fight Night is tomorrow night. And I'm almost 100% sure that we've got NASCAR coming up. So just want to make you guys aware, don't bet any more than what you can afford. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, or someone close to you feels like that you have a gambling problem, please stop. Call 1-800-GAMBLER and make sure you answer their questions honestly. You want to do that in order for them to get you the correct help, support, and guidance that you need, but also, and more importantly, they make the correct referrals in your local area that can help you. Guys, as always, I want to wish you the best of luck on anything you're watching or anything you're betting on today, even if you're betting against me. I will be talking to you guys soon, and I'll see you down the road.